We also know in Donegal how hard the Coast Guard and search and rescue crews work to protect us, and it's wrong to record their 24-hour shifts as just 16 and a half hours. These shifts are served on deployment or in base, where crews must always be ready to go at a moment's notice. It's essentially pretending that hours spent on deployment ready duty somehow don't count as working time, that they are somehow rest time. Search and rescue crews must be fully deployable within seconds for life-saving missions. These are crews that have always to be prepared for high-risk life-saving missions, and we know the reality of what these crews face when the call comes through. They must launch. There's no such thing as rest time during a shift when you can be airborne within minutes. So government must make sure that this practice ends and that rostering doesn't break Irish and EU working time rules, that work hours are recorded properly to protect both the crews and the communities they serve. If a crew works 24 hours, then 24 hours must be recorded, not 16 and a half, not some artificially discounted figure. That is the law under the EU directive and is the basic requirement for an honest system of fatigue management. This motion is also about protecting crews, protecting the public and ensuring that our search and rescue service remains safe and sustainable and are legally compliant. And that's why, Minister, you need to intervene. You must ensure that this practice ends and you must ensure that rostering does not break Irish and EU law, and also ensure that our staff also have proper recognition. I'm particularly conscious of many people in my own community where the Coast Guard works with huge dedication in terms of sea rescue there, and we need to see a situation such as the retained firefighters where they have recognition of their association, so that we have, when people who give a lifetime of service are dealing with disciplinary issues, that they have a trade union to represent them. That isn't the situation at the minute, and I do think that that we need to see, they need to be recognised association so that they can represent coastal units, Coast Guards members right across the state, and I think government should ensure that that happens without delay.